Welcome to The Morning Drive with St. Luke Lutheran Church of Devon, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at stlukedevon.org. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
Every good thing that God does in this world begins with relationships. Now, it's been a real struggle in the public square lately, hasn't it? It seems like our need to be in right relationships is losing out to our desire to be right by any means necessary. To divide ourselves into warring factions who see no use for the people on the other side of the disagreement. And there is plenty to disagree about. And yes, there's a lot at stake. And there's a lot of power and privilege to be confronted. But following Jesus means walking this road together. It not securing ourselves into combative, competing echo chambers where we only listen to and consider the people and the ideas that don't teach us anything or challenge us on anything. This Christian love and unity that Jesus prayed for, it's meant to accomplish far more than to gloss over our differences or to make us feel good or to tell us that we're always right. It's meant to do nothing less than to change our homes, our neighborhoods, even the nations that Christians reside in. To do nothing less than to change this world into a new reality that we call the kingdom of God. But it all must begin with relationships. And that's why celebrating our relationship with Mick and Junie means so very much to me right now. A relationship that we nurture by praying for one another, by worshiping together across 7 time zones on days like today. And it's also why I responded to Pastor Ngoda's choice of Jesus praying with the words of Paul, who wrote, "I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ." We have the privilege and the challenge of joining in God's work, but we also have the incredible peace that comes from knowing that it is indeed God's work and not just ours. The one who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. We need to cling to that promise now more than ever. We also need to act and behave as though we're a part of this good work unfolding in the world today. When we finish worship today, the final song that we will sing together, which was also sung at Mick and Junie, happens to be the last song that we sang in church during our trip to Tanzania last summer. And at the end of worship, the whole congregation processed out of the building out onto the lawn, and we gathered in a big circle and we sang the hymn, "God Be With You Till We Meet Again." And as I looked around that circle and we sang the words, "Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet," I could not ignore the power of what was happening in those words. Because the next time that I see many of those people, if not all of those people, will be at the feet of Jesus when that good work is completed. Until then, we pray that God will be with each one of us. May we never forget what happens when we gather together. May we never take for granted the relationships that we build across time zones, right here in this room, and in all the places that you spend your lives every day. God is on a mission to love and bless this world. And God promises not to stop until it's done. And to that I say, praise the Lord. Wana asafiwe. Wana asafiwe. Wana asafiwe.